Aussie music is something to be proud of.
Wear it like a badge.
Because it's Australian bands and artists that are the influences of so many other musicians the world over. So at Triple M,
we're proud to be able to showcase the power of the Aussie music scene.
Paying both homage to the greats that have stood the test of time, right alongside the current, the emerging, the future influences.
The ones that will be next to make their mark on the global music scene.
If it's Aussie and it rocks, it's right here. This is Triple M's Homegrown with Matty O.
Yes, right around the country on the Triple M network. That is 49 stations and on the listener app from New Zealand to Perth to the world. They're here. Yeah.
What's good?
Oh, how good.
What's goody?
You got to get this music on, guys. You loving this one too?
Banger.
And it's all about the build here.
Perfecto.
We welcome the lads. They are here. Cody, how are you, boys?
What an intro. For having us, man. That was a sick intro.
What an intro.
Hey, talk to us. How's the tour going?
Absolutely
talk me through it.
Wild,
I want to hear it all.
Brother. Absolutely wild. It's been a good ride. Going all around the regional surf towns of Oz. It's been beautiful.
Awesome. And you guys, can you quickly tell the Triple M family a little bit about this? Because we were lucky enough to have breakfast together not too long ago. Tell us about the tattoo things you guys are doing, man. This is exciting. The family like it.
This is mainly exciting for us. So, as musicians, we make so much money. That's
so much.
But we love tattoos. So, we come up with this idea of how to get free tattoos would be to put it into some sort of TV series. So, we do a thing called Tats and Chats where we get a bunch of cool kind of athletes, music artists, all these different people. And we sit down and we have a little yarn about their specialty, their area of expertise, whilst we both get tattooed together.
Nice. So, where's the next tattoo? Who's the next person that you're chatting to? I'd say maybe you guys are going to go.
I heard it was you.
I heard it was you.
I think we're getting Triple M on our face.
Yeah.
Isn't that the next
forehead.
One?
I think it's you and Basil's Emplis up next.
Kevin Rudd was unavailable, so Matty has got the call up.
I like that, man. Hey, what I love most about, you know, your music, your live show and everything is that you give us fans something to watch on the socials too.
Oh, that's a throwback.
Oh, I haven't heard that in ages.
Now,
man.
Is there any chance we could get a bit of a Thunderstruck kind of thing going on with that in the studio? Hey, talk about this tour as well, man. You guys are playing with some good bands.
Yeah,
legends.
South Summit, and these guys have a pizza restaurant apart from being amazing. Oh. Bootleg Rascal, man. Tell us about these gigs, man. You're playing with some amazing bands. It should be fun.
No, we're pretty stoked. We when we kind of put the feelers out that we were going on tour, the reception was awesome from other artists just wanting to come and party with us. But, yeah, South Summer, a couple of local boys from our local scene in Perth.
Yeah, nice.
And, it was just cool lads. We love their sound. They're good dudes as well, writing all their music. And then we've actually been fans of Bootleg Rascal since we were young and Zay, like out in school, just frothing their tunes, eh? And so to have them on the road with us is crazy cool.
Awesome, man. Hey, you got to tell us about, I mean, you told me this story, you've told other people before, but it might be new to the Triple M family who are just kind of getting to know you. Early days of playing gigs, who's on the drums?
Well, like through COVID, we played our first bunch of shows because Perth didn't really like lock down. We just shut everyone else out. So we were playing on our coastline all the time. We had a couple of mates kind of playing. But then, we landed like a massive tour slot with a band called 660. And, you know, they play arenas and all this different stuff. And we had about 3 weeks notice. And we called our dad, who is a guitarist, a phenomenal guitarist, but not a drummer. And we just said, hey, Dad, can you come and drum for us on this tour? And he said no. But then we talked him into it. He bought a drum kit on Marketplace and practiced for 3 weeks. Then he walked out to River
Court
Stage
Arena.
In Brisbane, Margaret Court Arena, the Horton Pavilion. You know, he was playing to literally tens of thousands of people as his first time drumming. But he's the man, though, so it's all good.
Didn't miss a beat, old mate.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's he like after the gigs? Because, you know, like, we're, you know, you guys are young, you're out there, you know, go and have a look around. Is he pretty tame, or does he go out and get involved as well?
A couple beers with the boys. Tease,
yeah. Yeah. I remember River Stage coming out, first crash into the first song. I turned around and he was just shaking his head going, what is this?
Yeah, yeah, I believe it.
We couldn't do a warm-up gig. So, like,
yeah, of course.
So he was just angry.
Yeah. You guys are doing a lot of touring at the moment. How's it working, like, kind of writing-wise? Can you guys write on the road, or do you guys need to be stationary to kind of be in that creative headspace?
We've been writing in the van. We've been writing in the airports and all this stuff. We've been tracking stuff when we can.
Sick.
We've got a couple new demos, and we've got a bunch of new tunes coming, eh? Yeah, a bit of rock and roll, so it's feeling good.
I talked about these regional shows too, like, you know, going and playing these kind of smaller venues, parts of Australia you might not have been to before. The reception looks nuts, man. Mm.
Yeah, we're crazy lucky. Yeah. It's been so surreal. Going to places like we honestly didn't even know how to pronounce these names, had never heard of them.
Of course.
And we're showing up to venues and, you know, there's just lines out the front. And
yeah,
it's just crazy. We played a show in Newcastle the other week and the room was packed, and then it started raining so heavy in Newcastle.
Oh, I saw that on your socials, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was, like, water in the venue dripping from the stage, and the crowd just stayed. Everyone was frothing.
Sick, man.
And then afterwards, there was water all through our van, but that's all good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
It needed a clean anyway, so it's all right.
Perfect. Now it smells like mold, but that's okay.
I was going to say, it might smell like something else, because you guys have access to...
That was perfect. You're such a gun, bro.
You should do this. You should do this professionally, mate.
Tell us about the Nando's hookup, because this is unbelievable. It's only like, there's less than 10 people have the hookup you guys have in the country, right?
That's correct. We I don't know. It feels like we're tooting our own horns, but everything just is, we're pretty lucky, bro. We love chicken, and especially Nando's.
Yeah.
And, you know, boys got to eat. So Nando's have been sponsoring our tour, and they also gave us a fancy card that gives us free Nando's for us. So shout out Nando's Australia. We absolutely love you.
Yeah,
you are the nutritional value of 1,000 avocados and broccoli.
You are feeding my family. Thank you, Nando's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and the price is right too, eh?
Absolutely.
Hey, got time for a couple of quick games. We had a few more things lined up, but let's do this. So we're touching on all the stuff that you've done at the moment, which is absolutely awesome. But what's cool, I think, about being in a band is, like, coming up and playing with other acts. If you guys could just tell us a little bit about what it's like. Yeah. Talk to me, man. You guys have played a lot of gigs with Lime Cordiale, good friends of this show.
Yeah.
How are those shows like? What do you learn from those guys, you know?
So much. We were with the boys 3 days ago. We played a festival with them. It was just us and them.
Nice.
3 days ago. And, yeah, every single show, those guys never stop creating.
I know. Yeah.
And it's also like there's the songs that they release are just mad, but then the way that they deliver them live is just incredible. Yeah. And that, you know, they just create a show, they create a spectacle, and they're just like real cool dudes on and off the stage.
They got some smelly feet though.
Yes, absolutely.
I've had two grown men show me their nipples more in my life.
Yeah. Really?
Than with Lime Cordiale.
Washing your undies in the basin of your hotel, it's not working, boys.
Yeah. And they're going to keep up the whole suit look as well, you know? Like, that takes a lot of effort, you know? Yeah,
it does.
Keep up that stage look.
It does, but it's okay though, because they don't wash them, so.
Yeah.
It's vintage.
What about playing with these guys? Hey! Talk to me, man. Ocean Alley.
Good dudes.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's been a wild few festivals we play with them, and we've got a couple shows coming up with them as well.
Nice.
But yeah, no, they're just like legends, eh? They love a good time and love a good tune. So sick.
Absolute killers.
Nice one, man. All right, one more. I think we got time. Ken Empire, a lot of these bands, man, they're a lot of fun. Like, what are you kind of learning from these big acts when you're on the road with them? And, you know, you're picking up little things, might be them preparing for a gig on stage. How's it kind of work, you know?
It's so much. We're definitely learning, like, how different artists build their shows. Sustainability has been a big one for us. Like, they're just phenomenal off the stage are the acts that last. And that's what we're really trying to learn for. And also, Cat and Pie, if you're listening to this, we'd love to come on tour with you guys in Europe.
Let's go.
Thanks
so much.
Well, let's talk about what's coming up for the rest of this year, lads.
Hello.
Early start of the year. What's coming up?
Early scoop.
You know?
You want the early scoop?
This is the early scoop right here. So we got new music coming.
Oh, ready?
So literally, In about 8 days from now, we're going to be announcing a ginormous run of shows all through Europe and the UK.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's
We've landed a whole bunch of crazy festivals over there and bunch of shows. So, yeah, super lucky, man.
Awesome,
and,
man.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to get in so much trouble for telling you that, but
better to say sorry. This is the day of the announcement.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
All right, I'm looking at Fenella out there. We've got time for one more.
On Triple M's Homegrown with Matty-O, it's time for...
It's my party or dinner.
The lovely Jules on vocals out there. This is called this is called Write Party Dinner, right? So I'm going to give you three acts. You can either write a song with one, party with the next. The third you're taking home for dinner. Nando's optional. All right? So these are picked completely at random. All we hear is radio. We got Queen. Well, I love the tears. The wave can... And third one. With Jules and Fenella as our witnesses. Right, party dinner, Queen, Chili Peppers and Fooey's, lads. You can either go do this all together, you can have a little chat between yourselves.
Now, this is individual, and I'm riding, partying and dinner with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Chili Peppers is going to take you out to dinner.
All right, do we have anyone else, or are we just going to all do that?
I feel like party with a dinner with the Foo Fighters ends up being beers with the Foo Fighters. So I'm going.
So they all kind of work into one.
Chicken and beers with the Foo Fighters. Let's go.
Awesome, dudes. Hey, lads, thanks so much for swinging by, having a chat. I know you're on a pretty quick schedule, but we are absolutely loving this.
Woo! Legend.
Literally, it's the song of the summer. Congrats on all the sold-out tours you guys have got going on, all the cool stuff happening this year. We love you. We love Fenella. We love everything. You guys rule. Thank
legend.
You.
Thank you, legend.
You're so good at this.
Boss, man.
Preparation. Because we've done this a bit now. You're proper good,
You are a gun.
We're going to keep rolling.